You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX, and we learned about the passing of former U.S. Senator from the state of Missouri, Kit Bond, who passed away at the age of 86. We've learned this news within the last 10 minutes or so. He passed away here in St. Louis, and we go to the guest line this morning, and we bring in our Republican strategist and host here on KMOX. John Hancock is with us this morning. How you doing, John?
Saddened by this news. Kit was a dear friend and a truly great guy.
John, yeah, we over his 40-year career here in the state of Missouri. I imagine you guys worked together, ran into each other quite a bit. Would you want to just share some of your experience and relationship with Kit Bond?
Well, I guess I have known Kit since the early 1980s. And, of course, he was governor in 1973, was elected state auditor in 1970. Quite an expansive political career. He was a man of great humor, profound knowledge, and one of the most effective legislators I've ever seen. And he had a historic tenure as governor. He served two terms. He won in 72. He lost in 76 and came back and won again in 1980 and had two really historic terms as governor. Kit Bond completely reorganized state government in the mid-1970s, created the departments that we have today. Much of the structure of state government that exists in Missouri was put there by Kit Bond. You look at Missouri became a net recipient state for federal highway dollars because of Kit Bond's leadership. He just accomplished so many things and had such a breadth of knowledge about not just politics or not just issues, but everything. He was a delightful guy. Nobody you'd rather have a conversation with than Kit Bond.
You said he was an effective legislator, one of the most effective we've had in this state. What are some examples of that that come to mind first?
Well, the highway bill that he passed, I don't know, was it 2008 maybe? It was a landmark piece of legislation, and Congress had been unable to pass a highway bill for over a decade, and Kit got it done. He was very big on that. He was a huge proponent of a strong national defense and did a lot for Boeing when he was in McDonnell Douglas and Boeing when he was in the Senate. A lot of projects, F-15 sales all over the globe, and investing in the defense industry in the state, largely, I think, helped bring down communism in the Soviet Union. Just a very, very important pivotal figure, not just in Missouri history, but in American history.
And it's interesting, you know, thinking about our landscape now and what's been going on. And even this week, he was a big proponent of open trade with China.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kit was a free trader, a classic conservative. Another accomplishment I neglected to mention is what the work he did in plant and life sciences in the centers. Mapping the genome was a big project that he got accomplished. And a lot of what's happening at the Plant and Life Science Center in St. Louis today can trace its roots directly back to Kit Bond as well.
The Post-Dispatch obviously have their story chronicling his journey and mentions that he really came into politics when the GOP in Missouri was floundering a bit.
Yeah.
Can you speak to how he revitalized the Republican Party in Missouri?
So, you know, Jack Danforth had gotten elected attorney general, breaking a string of decades where Republicans were completely shut out. Kit Bond came along in 1970, and after losing a congressional run in 68, he ran for state auditor in 1970 and got elected. And from that moment and from that office, when he was state auditor, John Ashcroft worked in that office. Mm. And he then became the attorney general. Kit became the governor, and really, that was the very foundation of Republicans beginning to grow. And it took another 2 decades plus for Republicans to ultimately take a control of the state general assembly, which they hadn't done in 50 years. And really from that time in 2001, it's been a Republican state more or less.
Yeah, and you know, we're talking about this having used to have been a swing state. It just really isn't that any longer. And he had he had a lot to do with that, John. So for somebody like that legacy, you never really know how it's going to live on. You know what the landscape of politics is going to look like 10 years from now or 15 years from now in the state.
Sure.
But do you imagine that it'll still kind of be this way?
The Republican Party is fundamentally different today than it was when Kit Bond was serving. And I suspect that it's going to kind of remain the same kind of institution that it is now. It's very populist in nature. It's far more isolationist, far more protectionist than at any point during Kit Bond's service. And so, you know, if the question is, will we ever see the likes of Kit Bond again? I certainly hope so. But it doesn't look particularly promising right now.
John, was it, I saw this this statement when looking at his career about how he really transformed from a, quote, liberal whiz kid to a born-again conservative. Do you know that about that transformation? What did he come background?
Yeah, that predated my relationship with Kit. But, you know, Ray Hartman was his speechwriter.
Really?
First term as governor. And Kit was pro-choice on the issue of abortion. He was a strong supporter of President Ford against Ronald Reagan in 1976. A lot of people think that cost him the governorship re-election. When he reemerged on the scene in 1980, he was pro-life and pretty down-the-line conservative. And, you know, I think it would be inaccurate to say that he was a liberal Republican. Mm-hmm. He was a pro-choice Republican. But on other issues, he was, you know, pretty consistent with the Nixonian wing of the Republican Party, which in its day was considered conservative. The other thing about Kit, 1986, and he got elected to the Senate for the first time. Was a terrible Republican year. That was the midterm of Reagan's second term. The Democrats took control of the Senate that year. And Kit Bond was the only Republican in the country in 1986 who won a Senate seat that had been held by a Democrat. And quite a really tremendous electoral accomplishment. And he ran for re-election in 1992, which was another horrible Republican year. That's the year Bill Clinton was elected. We lost the governorship by 20 points that year. Yours truly got defeated for Secretary of State by a point.
This state doesn't know what it's doing, man.
But Kit Bond won that election in 1986. So he in 1992. So he ran and won in some really difficult cycles. He was quite a politician.
You having been so close to him, what's something about Kit Bond that people don't know that you would like for them to know?
Oh, he's funny, man. He was so witty. Of course, he smoked cigars like a fiend.
Like they were picking a new pope?
Yeah, and his nickname in the Senate was Senator Pigpen because he always was kind of disheveled and his suit coat would be wrinkly.
That's not nice.
And he'd have a cigar going. His best friend in the Senate was Mitch McConnell. And they did a lot of shenanigans and hijinks together. And before my time, when he was governor, Kit was known to be the toast of the town in Jefferson City. You would find him out and about frequently in the evenings around town, and just a delightful guy to be with. I remember sitting. He had that estate in Mexico that had been in his family, beautiful house, beautiful property. And I would occasionally be passing through and campaigning or whatever. And he was a very magnanimous host. And, you know, you would be up till 3 a.m. talking to Kit Bond, and it would be a pleasure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Well, I can imagine that someone with that personality, the nickname Senator Pigpen, he had to be pretty good at reaching across the aisle and building relationships.
Oh, the best.
Yeah.
Everybody. Kit Bond did not have an enemy, so far as I know. And
that's impressive in politics.
It really and truly is. And I'd be remiss not to mention his lovely wife, Linda, who I know has been providing care for Kit over these last several months. You know, we all knew this was imminent, but, you know, it's still a shock. And Linda really, I think, added great quality and great years to Kit's life over the last couple of decades.
Well, John Hancock, we are sorry about the loss of your friend, but we do appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk about him with us today. Thank you.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
John Hancock with us on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.